Hello, friends. Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast with Brother Scott. We're thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. It is Thursday, and I hope that everybody had an awesome Thanksgiving break. We took a little bit of a break ourselves here, but now we're getting right back into it. Hey, let me just say, I had a great teen time last night. So thankful for the passages of Scripture that we were able to trace. Talking about the theme of going home and what our eternal home is going to be like. And I don't know about you, but today my thoughts of heaven are just ringing so fresh as we went over those passages last night. And well, I just don't want to get too far separated from just the encouragement that can come from learning about the home the Lord's prepared for us. And just a great time. Enjoyed being with you all last night. We're going to go ahead and jump right into our new memory verse. It's 1 John 5 and verse 14. I'll go ahead and read it. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. 1 John 5 and verse 14. And I think this is a great verse that actually goes along with the theme of the verse that we're going to talk about here in just a second in the book of Matthew. But this is about prayer. This verse here is addressing our prayer life. And something maybe that we don't think too often about is asking the Lord for His will to be done. You know, we consider ourselves so often. We think about the things that, you know, we want to see happen. But I think the Lord wants us to be reminded that we ought to open ourselves up to what He would want to accomplish. And that's praying according to His will. So 1 John 5 verse 14 is going to be a point of emphasis this week as we memorize it together. Let's go ahead now. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 7. And this is that classic passage still in the book of Matthew here, talking about the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus continues that message as the people gathered to Him on this mountainside. And it had to be a beautiful setting, no doubt. But as He speaks truth to them, there's some things that He emphasizes that I want us to notice. Matthew chapter 7 verse 11 says this, "How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things?" I want to talk to you about the best gifts, the best gifts. Now, I think that all of us can probably identify with this, but at least I found in my life, the best gifts in life really do come from those who know me best. At least I found this. I mean, you know, When I was growing up, I always appreciated gifts from friends, extended family members, and those were great. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I would never turn down a gift or something somebody gave to me. But in all honesty, the gifts that I enjoyed most probably had to be the gifts that came from my parents, because they heard me every time I talked about how I wanted, you know, whatever that was, fill in the blank. They heard it. And so they would be well accustomed to the things that I would enjoy. And it was great to see me get some of those things, you know, at birthdays and maybe Christmas and whatnot. And so the best gifts in life really do come from those who know us best. Well, take that thought and just plug it right into the truth that we're seeing here, because as Jesus continues His Sermon on the Mount, He speaks of what it's like to seek the Lord through prayer. And one of those many blessings of a healthy prayer life is the fact that the communication is not one-dimensional. It's not we're just speaking some, you know, words into the air and just hoping that they hit the Lord at some point. No, when we pray, the Bible says the Lord hears us, and get this, he wants to answer our prayer. He desires to do that. You know, I think sometimes there's some hesitation on the part of young people, especially that if, you know, if I seek the Lord, if I sell out to God, well, I'm probably going to be miserable because I don't even know what that would look like. I mean, I know the things that I could, you know, enjoy for myself and maybe want to do, but boy, there's a big question mark on maybe God would make me do something or somehow cause me to, you know, be subject to things that it's just going to make me miserable. And that's a really sad thought because of a number of reasons. I think about the passage of Scripture that says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good," and that truth could not be any more profound here in this passage when we see this fact that because God knows us so well, because our Heavenly Father that made us and He loves us and desires good for us, He is in the perfect position to give us good things concerning our prayer life. So when we go to the Lord and we say, Lord, you know, there's this need. Lord, I have this desire, and I'm not sure, Lord, how you would bring that about in my life. Or Lord, I surrender my desires to you, and Lord, I want what's best for me, and you know what that is. So Lord, allow that to come about. When we open ourselves up with that kind of attitude, boy, that's when Jesus encourages us by saying, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things? So let's take advantage of our prayer life today. Let's seek the Lord through prayer, and let's not miss out on a key element in our Christian life, which is seek the Lord, finding Him, and then really just seeing how wonderful He is in the way that He provides and carves out a life that is tailor-made for us. Such a great thought here Jesus is giving. Let's consider it. Let's apply it to our heart and life. And now let's live it, right? Before we leave, I want to mention our teenager of the day. It is Caroline, and we're taking some extra time today. And I hope that you will too, to pray for her and ask the Lord. Say, Lord, would you allow some special gifts to flow in the direction of Caroline? Let's take our thought of the day and direct it toward our teenager of the day. All right, listen, we always enjoy the fellowship here on the podcast. Thanks for joining. If this podcast has been a blessing in any way, shape, or form, I encourage you to share it with someone. Always want to be a blessing to whoever we possibly can. Hey, we'll be back again tomorrow. Don't miss it. Matthew chapter 8. I'll see you then.
If you enjoy the episode, feel free to hit the subscribe button or even share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.